You know, the Bible tells us that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All Scripture. Well, that means word for word and cover to cover. It actually makes being a believer extremely easy. You read God's Word and you put your faith in the Word of God. Now, it seems like it should be really easy, right? But today, Satan and his minions throw out so many stumbling blocks, it actually makes it quite a challenge for some people. The first five words of the Bible are, "In the beginning, God created." Now, you see those first five words under relentless attack today, don't you? I mean, they're right in Satan's crosshairs. Because if Satan or his minions can get you to doubt the first five words of the Bible, why read any further? Jesus said that Moses wrote of me. Now, today, a lot of folks in the church want to just ignore what Moses had to say. They want to stay away from biblical creation. Here's the problem with that. All day long, our public schools and colleges are teaching our children and grandchildren they evolved without God as a scientific fact, when actually those are two religious beliefs. Millions of years is a belief. Darwinism is a belief. Those are two religious beliefs. I speak on college campuses, and the professors used to help me out by giving the kids extra credit to come there and harass me. It was awesome. It'd fill up the auditorium, and then I could slaughter Darwinism for them. They stopped doing that. In fact, the last time I spoke at a college, one biology teacher quit her job the following Monday, said, "I'll never teach the fairy tale of Darwinism again." She had to resign. God's good. She became a Christian and now teaches science in a Christian school in Arizona. See, real science is your best friend. But going back to this, Jesus said that Moses wrote of me. And Moses lays down the foundation for the gospel message in the first and the third chapters of the book of Genesis. You know, if you're going to build a building, a structure like this building right here, the first thing you have to do is lay down a solid foundation to build upon, right? Otherwise, what you build will eventually collapse if there's not a foundation. Well, God, through the inspired writings of Moses, does the same thing in Genesis 1 and 3. He lays down the foundation for the gospel message. And this is, again, why you see creation under relentless assault today. So you can't just ignore the issue. When churches ignore the issue, it's not a neutral position because the other side's teaching our kids and people every day. You've just surrendered. You're not neutral, you have surrendered. So I want to show you, we can win and we would win the debate easily. Real science is your best friend. So let's look at what I call the cost, the foundation of the gospel message, laid down in Genesis 1 and 3. This is where, through the writings of Moses, we're told that God gave us a perfect creation. Perfect. No death, no suffering, perfect. Quite honestly, beyond our comprehension. Because we live in a world full of death and suffering. I mean, one of the biggest questions scoffers will ask a young Christian to plant seeds of doubt in their mind is, where is your loving God? Don't you have this loving God that knows and cares about all of us? Knows the numbers of hairs on your head? Which is easier for some people than others, by the way. And that child's going to say, yeah, that's our loving God. And they're going to point to the death and suffering in the world and say, where is your loving God? And if that child doesn't know the biblical answer, they will be one of the great majority of kids that leave the church by the age of 20. Well, so where's the biblical answer? Well, it's right there in Genesis. The answer is God didn't give us the world the way it is today, full of death and suffering. God gave us a perfect creation. Well, what in the world happened to it? Adam's original sin. See, Adam's sin is what allowed death and suffering to enter. And there's the biblical reason that we live in a world full of death and suffering, although we have a loving God. Now, that original sin, though, is much more important from a Christian standpoint. Remember, Adam walked in the garden with God. Why don't we walk in the garden with God today? Well, that original sin separated us from God, requiring Jesus' death on the cross to redeem us with Him. There's the foundation of the gospel message, creation, original sin, the separation, and the need for redemption through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.